Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
In this episode, we're going to go back to beekeeping just because we haven't had an update in a while. So last night, I got the chance to go to the Beekeepers Club meeting. And the club meeting has been to do it every month and to meet every second Monday of the month. Since I started beekeeping, the people that I've known shown interest that, hey, they want to get into beekeeping as well. So it's like, hey, absolutely, come on down to the beekeepers meeting, because you'll get to see what other beekeepers are doing. You get to see what's happening in the club, and you can also ask questions that you might have about beekeeping. Yes, the beginning beekeepers club, the beginning beekeeper class is going to be essential in learning all about it, but coming to the club and talking and listening to other people's experiences is absolutely a great way to get to know what you're getting into. So I had created a little WhatsApp group telling them, hey, you guys are interested, come check it out. This is happening, come check it out. This is what's up, come check it out. But, you know, there's not a lot of conversation happening. But yesterday when I went to the meeting, I asked them, hey, when is the class starting? Where is the registration page? And they're like, well, just go to the website. There's 4 spots left. So I quickly emailed my friends and I told them, guys, there's only 4 spots left in this class. So come on down, register, and get registered, so then you won't miss out on the beekeeper training. So they're like, okay. And 2 of my buddies, they're also Cub Scouts, den leaders. So they're like, yep, we'll be signing up. So they signed up, and so I'm pretty happy. So 2 out of 4, that's not a bad turnout, right? 50%. Now I've got to let my neighbor know, because she was interested in signing up as well. I do not have their contact information, but I'll definitely be knocking their door later on today and be like, hey guys, there's only a few spots left in the beginner class. Go check it out. I don't know if I can find them any other way. Facebook? Yeah. My neighbors aren't that active on Facebook. Or maybe they are. I don't know. Not a lot of people are active on social media. Not as much as I am. Anyhow, so what did we talk about at the meeting? Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. Since we are in the month of December, we got things you got to look out for. What kind of food you're feeding. What the experience has been in the past for beekeepers, and what type of food do you feed. So really interesting thing that I learned is, if you feed your bees pollen substitute, which is essentially protein, they go into the mode of starting to lay more eggs, the queen will, which means they're going to consume more honey through the winter, or more honey through the winter, or the sugar water substitute that you're feeding. Now, you don't do sugar water anymore. You give them bricks, or sugar bricks, which they then consume and take it to the hive. The other thing that some of the beekeepers mentioned was that their cluster was much... So as you build up the hive, you have a depth to your hive. You start with a single box, but then you, towards winter, you have at least 2 or 3 boxes. And the bees, what they do is they store honey on the top boxes, because they know, heat rises and they're going to hang out. This they're supposed to start at the bottom of the cluster, as a cluster at the bottom of the hive, and as the winter goes along, they slowly move up all the way as they're touching the food and they're consuming the food through the winter. It's really cool how they do that. But some of the beekeepers were mentioning that their bees are clustering towards the top, and that's around the point where you want to feed them sugar. You want to feed them the sugar bricks or fondant or some type of food so they have food to get through the winter. It's really interesting. So now my bees, the Alexandria hive, has ton of food stores, and I don't have an thermal camera to see where my cluster is, but somebody mentioned that I could borrow it from the library. I was like, really? Like, yeah, you could totally borrow a thermal imaging camera from the library. So I'm gonna go check that out. So I don't know where my Alexandria cluster is, nor do I know where the Saskatras cluster is. So I'm hoping they're both on the bottom, and then they'll move up to consume their food. And I'm hoping, I'm just hoping that Saskatras make it. Now, what's really interesting is another beekeeper who started this year, she also has one Alexandria hive and one Saskatras hive. And she's saying that her Saskatras hive is actually doing a lot better than the Alexandria hive. And I was like, that is really interesting. So she's just wondering what's going to happen in the winter if the other hive is going to survive or not. So lots of interesting stuff happening. And the temperature is super cold. Like today it was 27, 24 degrees out. So those bees are hanging out inside, clustered in, moving their muscles and keeping that hive warm. So I'm going to take a look at the hive today with a thermal imaging camera, if I can borrow one from the library, and that'll be good. And then hopefully it warms up towards the weekend so I can go put in the absorbent stuff. So some of the things that you're supposed to do in the winter, you want to put in a moisture board, which absorbs the moisture, the condensation happening inside the hive. Since the bees are generating heat. They're generating heat so they can stay warm in the winter. And so that heat rises up, but the outside of the beehive is cold. So that cold air coming in, so that clashing of the hot air and the cold air is what makes this condensation happen. But if you have a moisture board inside your beehive, a moisture board, or you have a box with wood shavings and newspaper, that's what people are doing. There's so many different ways. And then you get a proper ventilation. Once you have that in place, you don't have that moisture problem, because this excess newspaper or wood shavings or a moisture board absorbs that extra moisture, and you can heat evenly or heat up, you know, the natural process happens creatively. So that's really, really interesting how that comes around. And it's just fascinating how they go through nature. Somebody even told me, you know, cold will not kill the bees, but lack of food will. Somebody's beehive was knocked over during winter, and they survived during the winter, and you know they're just fine in the summer. I mean, it's springtime, they were just fine. So that was really interesting. It's the lack of food, not the cold, that kills the bees. So I plan on putting some sugar bricks on top so that they have food through the winter. But how much I'm going to do that, again, that is a big question. So that's a little bit of what's going on. The other thing people are doing is they're also feeding the pollen. One of the beekeepers said, you know, I have open pollen hanging out outside of the beehive all year round. And the bees can come get the pollen or not. It's all up to them. You know, they know what's better for their hive. But then what's really interesting is that if you feed pollen substitute protein to the bees, they will have more brooding. They'll do more, you know, there's more brood coming around, which is really interesting because this is the same beekeeper who had a multiple, who had multiple times, like he said he'd come home and then I'd see swarming outside. These bees are swarming because they're creating so much brood. And that could have been one of the reasons he's given them pollen. They're making excessive brood, and now they don't have much space in the hives, and now they're gonna swarm and, you know, go away. So luckily he has extra hive boxes and extra comb to capture that swarm. But it's really interesting, right? So, and anytime you have pollen available, it triggers to the bees, hey, it's springtime, we need to brood up, we need to increase the population so we can go start collecting more pollen and start filling up the stores. But then when they don't find the nectar, they're like, all right, this is a bust. Another question that somebody asked was, hey, what do you guys think of insulating the hives from the cold? And the answer was like, well, some people have tried that, and it's really good in Wyoming and Vermont where it's super cold, but in our area we don't really need to do that, because if you do that, they will brood up earlier because it's a trigger that, hey, it's warm out, let's create some more brood. Because since it's getting warmer out, it means it's going to be spring soon, and the flowers are going to be budding. We can go start it up. So there are different triggers for the queen bee and the bees to start this brooding process, the brood rearing, the laying of eggs. Because during winter time, all they want to do is preserve the hive, preserve the queen, and the queen will lay some eggs. And there's that pattern keeps going on because even though winter bees last about 3 to 5 months, you still need, like, the bees that were started in August, September, October, November. Now you need new bees in November, December times. So the queen is still laying eggs, not at 1,000, 2,000 eggs a day rate, but she's still laying some eggs during this process. So, very, very fascinating stuff. Super, super awesome stuff. Yeah, beekeeping is an exciting, exciting experience. And so that's what's happening for winter management. Winter duties of a beekeeper is to make sure there's adequate ventilation in that hive so it doesn't heat up. It, you know, there's not much water raining on top of the bees, because that heat coming up and the cold coming down is almost a tropical weather in there, right? So super fascinating. What else? I'll be editing some more interviews later tonight so I can bring them on and publish them tomorrow and the day after and the day after that. That way I'll have a continuous stream of episodes coming through to you. And you have plenty of material to go through. But again, I've been also creating custom images for older episodes and putting them up on Instagram and Twitter to see if I get some more people coming to listen to the podcast. And again, tell your friends, tell your family about this podcast if you think this is worth listening to. And check out the website. Check out the conversation around this. Although there's not a lot of conversation happening. I'll also be helping the club with their website management. Now, they're currently running on a proprietary software, but I almost convinced them to switch over to WordPress, because WordPress is so super awesome. I was just talking about it yesterday. So if I can get them to get WordPress loaded up on hosting, set up some membership area, and stuff like that, I think it'll be pretty cool. I also said, hey, we could record audio, because we have a lot of speakers coming in to the club and talking about the different things that they're working on. There was one beekeeper who came from the FDA talking about a lot of different ways that they're testing beekeeper research or honeybee research. So I suggested, hey, what if we audio record these meetings, and then we can put it up on the podcast. So we'll have a local beekeeper podcast where we have interviews from people, and they're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea, and we could probably bring back some of the speakers that we had in the past. I'm a huge proponent of documenting and capturing data and capturing what's happening so I can go back to it and listen in and just follow the notes. That's why I think online education is so powerful, in that you can pause. It's like you can pause. You can play pause on your instructor, write down your notes, and then press play again, and then continue listening. Or you can just, you know, rewind and go back over the stuff over and over. But yeah, those are some of the things that have been going on. That was last night's beekeeper meeting, and I think starting next year we'll be in a new location close to my home. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, it'll just take me 5 minutes to get home from the meeting. Anyhow, that's it for this episode. Again, you know, feel free and go up to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating, and tell your friends. And if you're interested in being on the podcast, if you want to share your knowledge, your expertise, your hobbies, your passions in life on this podcast, you can always reach out to me through hacksandhobbies.com or the Twitter @hacksandhobbies or Instagram @hacksandhobby. Any way that you're connected to me, just let me know. Hey, I would love to be on the podcast. I love talking about bees. I love this conversation about bees. Or you love talking about cycling, or you love talking about music, movies, TV shows, whatever it is, whatever your passion is. We can bring that conversation on this podcast, record it, and have it, you know, here for eternity. Again, you know where to reach me. Thank you so much for listening. Have an excellent day. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. In this episode, I'm going to give a little update on beekeeping and honeybees and what's going on with the apiary in this winter time. So one of these days, I finally got out to check on the beehives. Now, I had my doubts about Alcatraz making it through this cold few days, although it hasn't been that cold. But when I went to remove the feeder was completely empty, dry. And I was like, all right, they drank it all up. just, I'm really excited. So I didn't go inside the hive, but when I did remove the feeder, there's bees hanging out on top. So I do need to provide them with some sugar, brick sugar or fondant, so they can use that for winter keeping. So gotta source that or make it at home and put that up in there in one of these days. I think I'm hoping we're getting some moderate warm days. So happy to report that both hives are doing well and good and going into winter. So I added the moisture board, which goes between the top cover and the inner cover, so that way it's not bothering the bees, but it's, since heat, all the heat rises up to the top, the moisture board can contain the liquid, the moisture forming inside, and voila, we're ready to go. Also, today is the last day of 2018, so I figured this was a monumental day, putting out 66, 67 episodes this year in the past 8 months. It's been a pretty decent output. It's definitely more than one episode a week if I had started back in January. More than one episode a week. There were some months where I was able to sustain and create daily episodes. So live and learn, and you figure out the frequency, what best matches with the timing available, as well as what we're doing. So yeah, that's a little update on what's going on. Being the last day of the year, I finally got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I went through several edits with help of my friends and family that helped me edit the chapter. The conclusion is kind of long. I need to shorten it or make it more concise. So I'm gonna have to do one more pass and see where the conclusion heading title goes. So we'll see what needs to be done on there. The next step, one of my wife's cousins was saying, why don't you do your own book? Why do you need just to do one chapter? And I was like, you know what? I am planning on doing that. And, but again, that's 30 pages of content to edit. Suffice it to say, there are a lot more stories that I didn't go into in that narration, my first narration. And definitely would like to revisit that and combine it with whatever I have right now. And as I go around reading that, gives me an idea of how much effort it takes to actually write, because we don't talk like we read. We certainly don't write like we talk, because when you're talking, it's a totally different style. You can break sentences, you're usually not forming an entire sentence. So if I were to talk like I wrote, I would be talking in long sentences with those commas and pauses. But since that would be really weird to talk like I speak, sorry, to speak like a right, it would be really, really weird. Anyways, I wanted to give a shout out to all the amazing people that have helped me get here to where I am by their encouragement, by their support, by their time spent on listening to these podcasts. And I am deeply and I'm deeply appreciative of every single one of you listening to this podcast, because without you, we wouldn't be here where we are right now. And we've hit the 5,000 number, 5,000 listens in past 8 months. Not too bad. All comes down to how much marketing I'm doing for the podcast, how active I am on the community in the social media space. So yeah, that's it's really interesting. Now, one thing I was thinking about was I've been listing the episode number with one. I'm calling episode, each episode has a alphanumeric starting. So E167 was the last episode, and E stands for episode. One is for actually season, first season, and 57 is the number of 67 is the number of episodes. So I was wondering if I should break them up, if I should just say episode 55, episode 66, or episode 055. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like just go with the flow and number them from 0 to 100 and just go to the next. Or the next thing I could do is one could represent 2018, two can represent 2019, and so on and so forth. So next year's episode could be 270. Season 2, episode 70. I don't know. It sounds weird, and it certainly might look weird too. It's like, wait, how did you jump from 169 to 270? There's something missing. And instead of mentioning it, it doesn't show properly either. Well, actually, in the iTunes external settings, I can set up and say, I do mention that it's season one, episode blah blah. So, do you start with episode one for season two? I think that would make sense if I started with 201, 202. I think that would be more appropriate because TV shows do something like that. Or, I don't know. I would love some feedback on that. If you guys get a chance to listen and tweet at Hacks and Hobbies or send an Instagram message or on Facebook or LinkedIn, the podcast is available or has a social media home in all four of these platforms. I would love some feedback. I would totally love that feedback. Now, over the past few months, I've connected with a lot of other podcasters. There's Dual Podcasts, Car Thoughts with Dave, which is all by David Calvert, both of those podcasts. And then there is Mike Graham on Psych 101, Pop Psych 101, a podcast. There is Graham, what's his last name? Graham from the Chatterbox, as well as the, I really suck at remembering stuff, but Graham from Ireland, no,
Scotland. Holy smokes, Scotland, yes. Grand from Scotland, great person. I haven't chatted with him in a while. We've been wanting to do a podcast again, episode together again, but we just haven't had a chance. Time difference, you know, he's 5 hours ahead of me. And there's other notable mentions that I've been checking out their podcast, and they've been checking out my podcast. And there was a question on the community asking, hey, how many plays, total plays you've had, plays you have. And some people are like, yeah, I just had like 500, 700. Then there's people with 18,000 plays and 70,000 plays. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. What are you talking about? What's your social media strategy? You know, how can I learn from that and apply that to my little podcast, my little soapbox over here? Anyways, just things to think about. Would love to hear from you guys and tell me what you thought of the last episode with Danny Dodge and other interviews that I've done. Had a lot of fun talking with these folks, and they had fun talking with me. And yep, that's all I've got for today. Have a happy new year, guys. This is 2018, and this is Junaid signing off on the last day of 2018. May all your wishes come true, and have a happy, happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. In this episode, I'm going to give a little update on beekeeping and honeybees and what's going on with the apiary in this winter time. So one of these days, I finally got out to check on the beehives. Now, I had my doubts about Alcatraz making it through this cold few days. Although it hasn't been that cold. But when I went to remove the feeder was completely empty, dry. And I was like, alright, they drank it all up. I'm really excited. So I didn't go inside the hive, but when I did remove the feeder, there's bees hanging out on top. So I do need to provide them with some sugar, brick sugar or fondant, so they can use that for winter keeping. So, gotta source that or make it at home and put that up in there in one of these days. I think I'm hoping we're getting some moderate warm days. So, happy to report that both hives are doing well and good and going into winter. So, I added the moisture board, which goes between the top cover and the inner cover. So that way, it's not bothering the bees, but it's, since heat, all the heat rises up to the top, the moisture board can contain the liquid, the moisture forming inside, and voila, we're ready to go. Also, today is the last day of 2018. So I figured this was a monumental day. Putting out 66, 67 episodes this year in the past 8 months. It's been a pretty decent output. It's definitely more than one episode a week if I had started back in January. More than one episode a week. There were some months where I was able to sustain and create daily episodes, So live and learn, and you figure out the frequency, what best matches with the timing available, as well as what we're doing . So yeah, that's little update on what's going on. Being the last day of the year, I finally got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I went through several edits with help of my friends and family that helped me edit the chapter. The conclusion is kind of long. I need to shorten it or make it more concise. So I'm gonna have to do one more pass and see where the conclusion heading title goes. So we'll see what needs to be done on there. The next step, one of my wife's cousins was saying, why don't you do your own book? Why do you need just to do one chapter? And I was like, you know what? I am planning on doing that. And but again, that's 30 pages of content to edit. Suffice it to say, there are a lot more stories that I didn't go into in that narration, my first narration. And definitely would like to revisit that and combine it with whatever I have right now. And as I go around reading that, gives me an idea of how much effort it takes to actually write, because we don't talk like we read. We certainly don't write like we talk, because when you're talking, it's a totally different style. You can break sentences. You're usually not forming an entire sentence. So if I were to talk like I wrote, I would be talking in long sentences with those commas and pauses. But since that would be really weird to talk like I speak. Sorry, to speak like I write, it would be really, really weird. Anyways, I wanted to give a shout out to all the amazing people that have helped me get here to where I am by their encouragement, by their support, by their time spent on listening to these podcasts. And I am deeply and I'm deeply appreciative of every single one of you listening to this podcast, because without you, we wouldn't be here where we are right now. And we've hit the 5,000 number, 5,000 listens in past 8 months. Not too bad. All comes down to how much marketing I'm doing for the podcast, how active I am on the community in the social media space. So yeah, that's it's really interesting. Now, one thing I was thinking about was I've been listing the episode number with one. I'm calling episode. Each episode has a alphanumeric starting. So E167 was the last episode, and E stands for episode. One is for actually season, first season, and 57 is the number of 67. Is the number of episodes. So I was wondering if I should break them up. If I should just say episode 55, episode 66, or episode 055. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like just go with the flow and number them from 0 to 100 and just go to the next. Or next thing I could do is 1 could represent 2018, 2 can represent 2019, and so on and so forth. So next year's episode could be 270. Season 2, episode 70. I don't know. It sounds weird, and it certainly might look weird too. It's like, wait, how did you jump from 169 to 270? There's something missing. And instead of mention it, it doesn't show properly either. Well, actually, in the iTunes external settings, I can set up and say, I do mention that it's season 1, episode blah blah. So, do you start with episode 1 for season 2? I think that would make sense if I started with 201, 202. I think that would be more appropriate because TV shows do something like that. Or, I don't know. I would love some feedback on that if you guys get a chance to listen and tweet at Hacks and Hobbies or send an Instagram message or on Facebook or LinkedIn. The podcast is available or has a social media home in all four of these platforms. I would love some feedback. I would totally love that feedback. Now, over the past few months, I've connected with a lot of other podcasters. There's Dual Podcasts, Car Thoughts with Dave, which is all by David Calvert, both of those podcasts. And then there is Mike Graham on Psych 101, Pop Psych 101, a podcast. There is Graham, what's his last name? Graham from the Chatterbox, as well as the, I really suck at remembering stuff, but Graham from Ireland, no, Scotland, holy smokes, Scotland, yes, Graham from Scotland, great person. I haven't chatted with him in a while. We've been wanting to do a podcast again, episode together again, but we just haven't had a chance. Time difference, you know, he's 5 hours ahead of me, and there's other notable mentions that I've been checking out their podcast, and they've been checking out my podcast. And there was a question on the community asking, hey, how many plays, total plays you've had, plays you have. And some people are like, yeah, I just had like 500, 700. Then there's people with 18,000 plays and 70,000 plays. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. What are you talking about? What's your social media strategy? You know, how can I learn from that and apply that to my little podcast, my little soapbox over here? Anyways, just things to think about. Would love to hear from you guys and tell me what you thought of the last episode with Danny Dodge and other interviews that I've done. Had a lot of fun talking with these folks, and they had fun talking with me. And yep, that's all I've got for today. Have a happy new year, guys. This is 2018, and this is Junaid signing off on the last day of 2018. May all your wishes come true. And have a happy, happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. In this episode, I'm going to give a little update on beekeeping and honeybees and what's going on with the apiary in this winter time. So one of these days, I finally got out to check on the beehives. Now, I had my doubts about Alcatraz making it through this cold few days, although it hasn't been that cold. But when I went to remove the feeder was completely empty, dry. And I was like, all right, they drank it all up. I'm really excited. So I didn't go inside the hive, but when I did remove the feeder, there's bees hanging out on top. So I do need to provide them with some sugar, brick sugar or fondant, so they can use that for winter keeping. So gotta source that or make it at home and put that up in there in one of these days. I think I'm hoping we're getting some moderate warm days, so happy to report that both hives are doing well and good and going into winter. So I added the moisture board, which goes between the top cover and the inner cover, so that way it's not bothering the bees, but it's, since heat, all the heat rises up to the top, the moisture board can contain the liquid, the moisture forming inside, and voila, we're ready to go. Also, today is the last day of 2018, so I figured this was a monumental day, putting out 66, 67 episodes this year in the past 8 months. It's been a pretty decent output. It's definitely more than one episode a week if I had started back in January. More than one episode a week. There were some months where I was able to sustain and create daily episodes. So live and learn, and you figure out the frequency, what best matches with the timing available, as well as what we're doing. So yeah, that's a little update on what's going on. Being the last day of the year, I finally got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I went through several edits with help of my friends and family that helped me edit the chapter. The conclusion is kind of long. I need to shorten it or make it more concise. So I'm gonna have to do one more pass and see where the conclusion heading title goes. So we'll see what needs to be done on there. The next step, one of my wife's cousins was saying, why don't you do your own book? Why do you need just to do one chapter? And I was like, you know what? I am planning on doing that. And, but again, that's 30 pages of content to edit. Suffice it to say, there are a lot more stories that I didn't go into in that narration, my first narration. And definitely would like to revisit that and combine it with whatever I have right now. And as I go around reading that, gives me, you know, gives me an idea of how much effort it takes to actually write, because we don't talk like we read. We certainly don't write like we talk, because when you're talking, it's a totally different style. You can break sentences. You're usually not forming an entire sentence. So if I were to talk like I wrote, I would be talking in long sentences with those commas and pauses. But since that would be really weird to talk like I speak, sorry, to speak like I write, it would be really, really weird. Anyways, I wanted to give a shout out to all the amazing people that have helped me get here to where I am by their encouragement, by their support, by their time spent on listening to these podcasts. And I am deeply and I'm deeply appreciative of every single one of you listening to this podcast, because without you, we wouldn't be here where we are right now. And we've hit the 5,000 number, 5,000 listens in past 8 months. Not too bad. All comes down to how much marketing I'm doing for the podcast, how active I am on the community in the social media space. So yeah, that's it's really interesting. Now, one thing I was thinking about was I've been listing the episode number with one. I'm calling episode. Each episode has a alphanumeric starting. So E167 was the last episode, and E stands for episode. One is for actually season, first season, and 57 is the number of 67 is the number of episodes. So I was wondering if I should break them up, if I should just say episode 55, episode 66, or episode 055. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like just go with the flow and number them from 0 to 100 and just go to the next. Or next thing I could do is one could represent 2018, two can represent 2019, and so on and so forth. So next year's episode could be 270. Season 2, episode 70. I don't know. It sounds weird, and it certainly might look weird too. It's like, wait, how did you jump from 169 to 270? There's something missing. And instead of mention it, it doesn't show properly either. Well, actually, in the iTunes external settings, I can set up and say, I do mention that it's season one, episode blah blah. So, do you start with episode one for season two? I think that would make sense if I started with 201, 202. I think that would be more appropriate because TV shows do something like that. I don't know. I would love some feedback on that. If you guys get a chance to listen and tweet at Hacks and Hobbies or send an Instagram message or on Facebook or LinkedIn, the podcast is available or has a social media home in all four of these platforms. I would love some feedback. I would totally love that feedback. Now, over the past few months, I've connected with a lot of other podcasters. There's Dual Podcasts, Car Thoughts with Dave, which is all by David Calvert, both of those podcasts. And then there is Mike Graham on Psych 101, Pop Psych 101, a podcast. There is Graham, what's his last name? Graham from the Chatterbox, as well as the, I really suck at remembering stuff, but Graham from Ireland, no, Scotland. Holy smokes, Scotland, yes. Graham from Scotland, great person. I haven't chatted with him in a while. We've been wanting to do a podcast again, episode together again, but we just haven't had a chance. Time difference, you know, he's 5 hours ahead of me. And there's other notable mentions that I've been checking out their podcast, and they've been checking out my podcast. And there was a question on the community asking, hey, how many plays, total plays you've had, plays you have. And some people are like, yeah, I just had like 500, 700. Then there's people with 18,000 plays and 70,000 plays. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. What are you talking about? What's your social media strategy? You know, how can I learn from that and apply that to my little podcast, my little soapbox over here? Anyways, just things to think about. Would love to hear from you guys, and tell me what you thought of the last episode with Danny Dodge and other interviews that I've done. Had a lot of fun talking with these folks, and they had fun talking with me. And yep, that's all I've got for today. Have a happy new year, guys. This is 2018, and this is Junaid signing off on the last day of 2018. May all your wishes come true, and have a happy, happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Guys, I want to thank you for letting me be myself. I want to thank you. All right, so that's a little bit of, what's his name? Vanilla Ice, I think. Anyways, welcome to the new year, brand new year, season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies. I didn't really get any feedback on my last question, but I plan to call it season two, episode 1. Starting with 2019, a brand new year. Actually, what's funny is that every single day we get a brand new day, right? Sure, the year is the same, but every single friggin' day is a brand new day. Every second, every minute that we experience, we are living in a brand new moment, brand new minute. So I know year is a huge milestone. Even months are huge milestones. You know, you say, oh, next month I'm going to do this, this, and that. So I want you to, you know, appreciate, and I want you to be grateful for making it to 2019, because we know a lot of people that didn't make it to 2019. You know, their season ended last year, and we get to continue on and carry on and live our dreams and make our dreams a reality. We are here in 2019. I've got tons of goals. I'm sure you have a lot of goals and a lot of things lined up for this year. I got done with my chapter last year, and the book will be I've got to talk to the editor and the publisher, but the book will be coming out later this month, January 2019. Man, feels so crazy. Feels so different. Yes, I love it. I do need to expand my vocabulary, and Grammarly does a great job in expanding vocabulary when, especially because when you write a lot and you're using Grammarly, Grammarly will suggest words. If you're repeating the same word over and over, it'll suggest, hey, how about you change this word to something that sounds more powerful and go with that. So really excited to be using Grammarly for doing my writing, and check out their plugin on Google Chrome. They also have a plugin for Safari, I believe, as well as a Mac app, and it does wonders for your writing. It'll even tell you if you're using the wrong spelling. Actually, spelling is pretty normal. Every browser kind of has a built-in spelling check. So anyways, Grammarly.com. Check it out when you get a chance. In other news, I am super excited. I got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I got a bunch of feedback. I got a bunch of people helping me shape this chapter up. From my starting point of 17,000 words, coming down to 7,000 words, and now, and then down to 7,000 words. I think I already said that. And from 7,000 words to 2,800 words. I believe the chapter ended with 2,855 words, with another 285 words, or sorry, yeah, 285 words of bio. And I might need to redo the bio, but I think it's at a place where it just informs folks on a little bit of my background history, and it's good to have this kind of documentation in place, so then you can always refer to it. Like, oh, I was in that book, and it has my bio and my history, and now I can move forward and talk about what's happening in the future. So the next chapter that I'll be writing will be all about mobile video production. And mobile video production is a very powerful way, and you probably heard me talk about it a lot and give you even tips through this podcast in last season. So this season I'll be focusing more and getting more data in for you. So yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, please feel free to send it in, and we'll be happy to address those questions and answer them and get them back over to you. Now today, a January 2nd, 2019, I have two amazing things happening. Well, friends of mine's connections. Errol Erdman is launching, has a webinar coming up today at 7 p.m. And it's all about This Is Marketing, an outline to the book by Seth Godin. Now, I finished reading the book, and I'm going back over it to get a better understanding, a deeper understanding of what Seth Godin is talking about. And anytime you read anything multiple times, you capture data that you might have missed, sometime before, or the first time you read it, or the second time you read it. So continuously reading a book over and over, or a period of time, is always helpful and so yeah, one specific book that I've heard other people read on a yearly basis is Crush It, and now Crushing It, because this book lays down the blueprint on what you should be doing with your marketing dollars, what you should be doing with your time, what you should be doing with your content, and creating this content for people to consume, for people to gain value from. So that's something that you want to look into. Crush It and Crushing It, amazing two books to keep in your belt of knowledge to read through on a daily basis, or a weekly, or a monthly. It's up to you. As long as you use that information, and yeah, it's great. Anyhow, check out Hacks and Hobbies on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. So happy that you guys made it here in 2019. Got big things coming. Thanks for listening. Have a happy new year and a wonderful, amazing month, year, and day. Wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. It's kind of cloudy today, but that's okay. Our hearts are not cloudy. They're full of sunshine and emotion, full of power and emotions and awesome stuff. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Guys, I want to thank you for letting me be myself. I wanna thank you. All right, so that's a little bit of what's his name? Vanilla Ice, I think. Anyways, welcome to the new year, brand new year, season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies. I didn't really get any feedback on my last question, but I plan to call it season 2, episode 1. Starting with 2019, a brand new year. Actually, what's funny is that every single day we get a brand new day, right? Sure, the year is the same, but every single friggin' day is a brand new day. Every second, every minute that we experience, we are living in a brand new moment, brand new minute. So, I know year is a huge milestone, even months are huge milestones. You know, you say, oh, next month I'm going to do this, this, and that. So I want you to, you know, appreciate, and I want you to be grateful for making it to 2019, because we know a lot of people that didn't make it to 2019. You know, their season ended last year, and we get to continue on and carry on and live our dreams and make our dreams a reality. We are here in 2019. I've got tons of goals. I'm sure you have a lot of goals and a lot of things lined up for this year. I got done with my chapter last year, and the book will be, I've got to talk to the editor and the publisher, but the book will be coming out later this month, January 2019. Man, feels so crazy. Feels so different. Yes, I love it. I do need to expand my vocabulary, and Grammarly does a great job in expanding vocabulary when, especially because when you write a lot and you're using Grammarly, Grammarly will suggest words. If you're repeating the same word over and over, it'll suggest, hey, how about you change this word to something that sounds more powerful and go with that. So really excited to be using Grammarly for doing my writing, and check out their plugin on Google Chrome. They also have a plugin for Safari, I believe, as well as a Mac app, and it does wonders for your writing. It'll even tell you if you're using the wrong spelling. Actually, spelling is pretty normal. Every browser kind of has a built-in spelling check. So anyways, Grammarly.com. Check it out when you get a chance. In other news, I am super excited. I got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I got a bunch of feedback. I've got a bunch of people helping me shape this chapter up. From my starting point of 17,000 words, coming down to 7,000 words, and then down to 7,000 words. I think I already said that. And from 7,000 words to 2,800 words. I believe the chapter ended with 2,855 words, with another 285 words of bio. And I might need to redo the bio, but I think it's at a place where it just informs folks on a little bit of my background history, and it's good to have this kind of documentation in place, so then you can always refer to it. Like, oh, I was in that book, and it has my bio and my history, and now I can move forward and talk about what's happening in the future. So the next chapter that I'll be writing will be all about mobile video production. And mobile video production is a very powerful way, and you probably heard me talk about it a lot and give you even tips through this podcast in last season. So this season I'll be focusing more and getting more data in for you. So yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, please feel free to send it in, and we'll be happy to address those questions and answer them and get them back over to you. Now today, a January 2nd, 2019, I have two amazing things happening. Well, friends of mine's connections. Errol Erdman has a webinar coming up today at 7 p.m. And it's all about This Is Marketing, an outline to the book by Seth Godin. Now, I finished reading the book, and I'm going back over it to get a better understanding, a deeper understanding of what Seth Godin is talking about. And anytime you read anything multiple times, you capture data that you might have missed, some time before, or the first time you read it, or the second time you read it. So continuously reading a book over and over, over a period of time, is always helpful and So yeah, one specific book that I've heard other people read on a yearly basis is Crush It, and now Crushing It, because this book lays down the blueprint on what you should be doing with your marketing dollars, what you should be doing with your time, what you should be doing with your content, and creating this content for people to consume, for people to gain value from. So that's something that you want to look into. Crush It and Crushing It, amazing two books to keep in your belt of knowledge to read through on a daily basis, or a weekly or a monthly, it's up to you. As long as you use that information, and yeah, it's great. Anyhow, check out Hacks and Hobbies on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. So happy that you guys made it here in 2019. We got big things coming. Thanks for listening. Have a happy new year and a wonderful, amazing month, year, and day. Wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. It's kind of cloudy today, but that's okay. Our hearts are not cloudy. They're full of sunshine and emotion, full of power and emotions and awesome stuff. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.